Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode one of Growing Up Geek with Mr. Colin.
Hello.
I am Jeremy. Now, Colin, you just turned 8, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And what got you interested in kind of doing the podcast thing with your dad?
I just got into it by the Avengers, and also because they just made really cool games, and I'm just got interested.
And so you wanted to talk about it?
Yeah.
And so this is kind of the idea of this show is to kind of pick Colin's brain as a 8-year-old and beyond. So who knows how long this podcast will last, but we just wanted to kind of document Colin's geekness through the years. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So first thing, let's talk about a few things that you're into. Tell me a little bit about your favorite characters. Who are your favorites?
Batman, the Flash, and of course the Hulk.
Oh, the Hulk. Now, so you named 2 DC characters and 1 Marvel. Would you say you're more of a DC kind of guy, or do you like Marvel more?
I like DC. They make better games.
Oh, so you like the games better? What about the characters themselves? I mean, on Marvel,
like, they have good detail and all on Marvel, but DC has really good detail, and they just make really good things out of them. They make, like, pop heads. They make really cool things.
Now, these pop heads, though, they make them for both Marvel and DC. You know that, right?
Yeah, but usually the DC usually has, like, more detail.
Mm-hmm. So you like those better?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Avengers. Do you like the Avengers?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, who's your favorite Avenger?
I would say the Hulk.
Why?
He's strong, he's also smart, and he is like smart as Tony, and he's also strength.
Okay. So he's got both things going for him.
Yeah, and he doesn't have armor, but his strength is kind of like armor like Black Widow. But he has the strength of the hammer of the
Thor?
Yes.
So he has the strength
of the hammer.
Of the hammer, and he has the armor of Black Widow.
No, he doesn't, but his fist is kind of like the armor. But in the game where he has like that armor on him, that's kind of like it.
What about the movies?
Movies, no.
No what?
He has no armor.
Do you like him in the movies? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on the last movie, on Avengers 3, Rise of Ultron?
It was good, but the first one was like a little bit like better because it actually like showed them as a team instead of them all separate. I liked the first one better.
Because it showed him, oh, okay. But the first one, like half the movie, they were separate.
Well, that's because they were all, like, not assembling and, like, no battle. Mm-hmm. That usually happens.
Yeah, that usually happens. Like, when they come together, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit. Now, how can you like Batman so much when Daddy hasn't even let you watch the Batman movies?
I just play the games. He looks cool. He has strength, and I have watched Batman. Well, not the violent movie. That's what I want to see.
But you're 8. You can't see those yet. Don't roll your eyes.
What if you say yes?
I'm not going to say yes. Why would I say yes?
Because I really want to see it.
Yeah, but those movies weren't made for you. But you have watched Batman before. What are the shows that you've watched that Daddy has let you see?
They have Batman and Joker. They're kind of violent. Not that violent.
No. What shows? Like what you've watched? Let's see. You've watched the cartoon, right?
Right.
Batman, the animated series, you've seen.
Yeah, and also the one with the red.
I can't. We can't hear
the
you.
The red bat.
Batman Beyond?
No, the one where the red cape, but it's not really a cape.
Oh, you mean the new animated one, Batman?
Well, it's not really
the
new.
What's it called? Is it called The Batman?
No, it's like a Batman. The one that has the symbol on him is red, and his
That's called Batman Beyond.
No, his thing is like this, and he doesn't have a cape.
He doesn't have a cape. I'm telling you, that's the name of it. It's called Batman Beyond. So you've seen that one.
Yeah.
And then what about...
I've seen one once, and it was a movie, like Batman, and he looked cool, and it was my first time I ever saw it, and had the... and it had the Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was they fight and all, and it was brand new. I forgot what it was, but his chest was blue. It was like brand new, looks like it, and it was just pretty cool. The old Batman is awesome.
Which one? From the 1960s?
Yep.
So you like that one?
Yep.
Because Daddy's let you watch that.
Well, not because you let me watch it. It's just cool.
So you think it's cool? I like that. I was really into Batman growing up. And when I was growing up, that was my first introduction to Batman. Did you know that?
Nope.
That was the first TV show that I've ever watched. And, not the first TV show, but the first version of Batman that I've ever watched. And that made me become a huge fan. So it's pretty cool to hear that you like that one so much.
Yeah, it's just... Batman has a lot of detail.
Not on the 1960s Batman.
But he still has detail. Like, the 1960 things don't usually have. So, of course, I actually thought it would be like that.
Mm-hmm. I think we found the name of this episode.
Batman.
No.
Batman.
We're going to call it Details.
Batman Details.
No. All right, so what do you think about the new Star Wars coming out?
It looks pretty cool, but I think it won't be as good as the originals because they're older. And the thing is, like, the thing Darth Vader is in is down. Darth Vader's not alive. New bad Jedi. It's just not that good, and the Jedi looks like a sword, his lightsaber, so I don't think it'll be as good.
So you have a problem with his lightsaber looking like a sword?
Yeah, it doesn't look like an actual lightsaber.
Hmm.
And it also, it's like, it looks kind of like lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the actual lightsabers don't look like that. So, that's, like, a problem they did. Like, it's confusing and all.
You know, a lot of people on the internet have said the same thing as you.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people share the same view as you. Do you think that's because you're an 8-year-old or because you're that smart? Do you think that people are on an 8-year-old's thinking level or that you're as smart as older people?
Smart as older people.
I'd agree. Let's see. We don't really have a format, you know? I mean, this is the first episode. We're kind of just flying by the seat of our pants. What do you want to talk about? Oh, did you think that was funny?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want to talk about? I think that in later episodes, we can really start to dive into some cool stuff, do some reviews, you know, think what you think
let's
of other
talk,
stuff. But what do you want to talk about?
Joker.
What do you want to know about the Joker?
Like, how he, like, got mutated into the Joker.
Well, that's a tough one because the comics and the movies depict different things, and there's not really one clear way that happened. You know, in some of the comics, and of course Batman the original Batman movie, the Tim Burton version, you know, he fell into a vat of acid and that's how he became the Joker. And
no, like, how do you become evil and have makeup?
Oh, well, he bought makeup at the store and his mother didn't love him.
Huh? Why did he buy makeup from the store?
I'm sure he got the makeup from somewhere.
I thought he got it from his wife.
Oh, you think he's married? Who do you think he's married to? Harley Quinn?
I don't know.
What? Where are you getting this information?
Friends.
Friends. What do they say about Joker?
That's the only thing one of my friends only said.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe him?
Yeah, kind of.
Why?
Because why would he just buy makeup?
That's a good question. Do you think he would feel embarrassed if he went into the store and bought makeup?
Yes.
Because he's a guy, right?
Yeah.
And so if he went, what if he went into the store and was like, I need to buy this makeup for my wife, but he doesn't actually have a wife, but he just said he did.
I don't think that would actually be true. I think he actually has a wife, but
Do you think that his wife approves of what he does in the city of Gotham?
No.
Do you think he comes home at night and he gets yelled at by his wife?
No, but I think his wife doesn't like him.
So you think they're going to get a divorce?
Yes, but since he got mutated into the Joker, no.
Oh, so because she's scared.
Yeah.
That's an interesting theory.
One thing, how does he always keep his hair same way when he gets hurt?
You mean it's because it's slicked back?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to use a ton of product, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to he probably has a ton of gel and hairspray. It's probably
why
some
would he
men.
Use that if he's a bad guy? And well, he's a Joker and he runs all crazy.
Bad guys got to look good too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think he wears makeup then?
I don't know. But how does Rhino have that big strength?
Are we up? So we've moved on to Spider-Man now.
Kind of. How does Rhino, get his strength?
That's a good question. I'm not a Spider-Man expert.
He has that just suit on.
Are you talking about the movie version?
No.
Oh. What are you talking... Oh, the cartoon?
Yeah. How does he, get that face when he has, does he wrestle or something?
Do you think he... Let's create our own backstory for the Rhino. So, the Rhino was a wrestler.
I did not know that.
Oh, we're making it up.
Oh.
What do you think where do you think he wrestled at?
I don't know. It's a show. It doesn't say, anything. Can't be WWE.
Why not?
Because...
Ooh, let's do that. So
that's
the Rhino.
Just weird.
So the Rhino wrestled WWE, and he got his start. He got his career started by The Rock. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And then the Rhino comes out and is like, "The Rhino." Then he runs around the rink. Then he puts on his suit, and then Spider-Man comes down and saves The Rock. This is all going over your head, isn't it?
Yep. It's weird and don't make that much sense.
But the Joker having a wife does.
Yep.
All right, I guess. All right, so let's get into a little bit about maybe a movie that you just recently watched. What'd you go see last?
I saw Inside Out.
What'd you think about that one?
It wasn't that good for a Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, It Joy was not, like, funny. I didn't like her. I liked Anger. He was funny. And Sadness was also not funny. Disgust was a little bit funny. And so
would you say, hold on.
Fear was really funny.
Would you say that's, would you say that Sadness was pretty sad?
Yeah.
So, what are you, a cat now?
Nope. Crying. I got my emotions flowing. I'm sad.
Are you? Doesn't sound like crying. It sounds like a cat.
My emotions are flowing. I'm angry.
It's good acting.
There's fire in my head, by the way.
Nobody can see it. They can just hear you.
Yeah, but there is fire on my head.
Hmm.
I lit my head on fire.
Because you're angry.
Yes.
You're so funny. Anyways, I think that's a good little intro for us. What do you think?
Yeah.
You got to give me more than just yeah. All right. So, what do you want to talk about on next week's show?
I think we should talk a little bit on the Star Wars scene and all. We were already talking about it, but we didn't, like, fill it in.
Mm-hmm. We just kind of touched the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Just touched the surface. All right, well, we could talk about Star Wars next week. Next week, how about we try to get in a little bit more, like, into the flow of things. Like, we'll try to get more attention to detail.
Yeah. And this microphone don't feel good.
It's a microphone. It just sits in your hand. You're not supposed to rub it on your face.
Oh. Whoopsies. No one saw that. Well, they can't see it, but no one heard that. Yours.
All right. This has been Growing Up Geek, the first episode. We'll see if we can make it better for people, and if you're interested, we'll keep doing it. So my name is Jeremy.
My name is Colin.
Until next week. Bye.
Bye. Let's quit the show.
What do you mean you want to quit the show? We haven't even started the show. No, like, this is the first episode. No, like-